This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back to another podcast episode of Change Your Mindset. I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. A couple weeks ago, I made a podcast talking about the Family Dollar and Dollar Tree, how they are closing down stores. Now we are getting word of another dollar store called the 99 cent store, which has been around for a very, very long time. If all these $1 stores, or were once $1, closing down, these stores used to be very crucial for people that are struggling. People that can't afford groceries from the markets such as Stater Brothers, Albertsons, Food for Less, etc. If people can't get their food from places like these, or even in general, they can't afford going to retail stores, that's why they would buy stuff from a 99 cent store, what's going to happen to them? If these dollar stores were once their lifeline to surviving and barely getting by in life, what is going to happen to those people? If you still do not think we are not in a recession, we are. Stores are closing down, people are struggling, prices keep increasing. The news won't tell you, media won't tell you. Anywhere you go, more than likely, people are not educated to know that we are in a recession, whether we like it or not. Whether it's talked about or not, we are. These dollar stores, I thought, would be one of the last stores to close down during times like this, during difficult financial times, such as being in a recession. Apparently, that is not the case. You would think dollar stores would survive because the things are cheap and people are constantly buying their products. But as we all know, since their products are very cheap, their margins are very small. And the reasons for obviously them going out of business is due to inflation and obviously high theft, which has happened within the last couple of years. I'm going to read you an article coming from Valuetainment that was published on April 8th by Connor Walcott. The title is 99 cents only stores close all 371 locations over inflation and theft. After more than four decades in business, discount retail chain 99 cents only will be shuttering all of its 371 stores across four states, citing unmanageable inflation and theft. The California-based company, which was once rated among the top value retailers in the Western United States, will now begin the process of liquidating its inventory, making it the latest staple business to buckle under ongoing economic headwinds. According to company executives, the recent failure of 99 cents only can be traced back to a variety of factors, including lingering effects of the COVID lockdowns, as well as a struggling national economy, and the explosion of retail theft. Quote, "This was an extremely difficult decision and is not the outcome we expected or hoped to achieve," end quote. Interim CEO Mike Simnochnik said on Friday, quote, "Unfortunately, the last several years have presented significant and lasting challenges in the retail environment, including the unprecedented impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, shifting consumer demand, rising levels of shrink, persistent inventory pressures, and other macroeconomic headwinds, all of which have greatly hindered the company's ability to operate," end quote. In industry terms, shrink refers to inventory loss to shoplifting, fraud, or administrative errors. In recent years, rates of retail theft, particularly in the form of flash mob robberies, have skyrocketed, costing major corporations millions of dollars per year. For example, in 2022, New York City retailers lost a combined total of $4.4 billion to theft, and similar trends were reflected in almost every major city in the country. However, other factors also contributed to the decline of 99 cents only, most notably persistent inflation. February's consumer price index came in at a 3.2%, and the personal consumption Expenditure Index, the Federal Reserve's preferred metric that excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose year over year by 2.8%. 99 cents only is also not the only discount store to struggle with rising consumer costs. As Valuetainment previously reported, fellow retail chain Dollar Tree, as well as subsidiary Family Dollar, announced last month that it would close 1,000 stores nationwide, after reporting a net loss of $1.71 billion in the last quarter. After months of pursuing alternative solutions with its financial and legal advisors, the company concluded that, quote, an ordinary wind down was necessary, and the best way to maximize the value of 99 cents only stores' assets, end quote. The store closures began immediately upon the announcement, with multiple locations liquidating or disposing of their inventory on Friday. The rest will shut down in the coming months, but no official timeline has been provided. Quote, we deeply appreciate the dedicated employees, customers, partners, and communities who have collectively supported 99 cents only stores for decades, end quote. Sim Onik added. According to the Los Angeles Times, the company currently employs roughly 14,000 people in California, Nevada, Arizona, and Texas. And that is the end of the article. As I stated previously, this does hurt people that are struggling financially and they would go to these dollar stores to actually buy food or stuff they actually needed because it was cheaper alternative to going to retail stores and markets. It's not hurting just these people now. 14,000 employees are now going to be out of a job, unemployed, looking for work. If the economy is so great, if everything is so great right now, as the Biden administration says, as the news tells you, why are these stores going out of business? Why are people losing their jobs? And this is just the beginning. As I said in a previous podcast, how in California, $20 minimum wage is going to put a lot of restaurants out of business because you have to raise the prices of your stuff to keep up with paying your employees. And now everyone else, the consumer, is going to struggle. And if people aren't buying from those places, they will go out of business. And then people that work there, employees, will also lose their jobs. This is an ongoing factor that most people have no idea what's going on. And the news might tell you this, they might not. But we are in a recession. Times are getting more difficult. You can't be out spending money on things you do not need. You cannot spend money on stuff and luxuries that are not going to benefit you or produce you more money. Times are already difficult, and times will get more difficult. I can guarantee that. Inflation will keep going up. Prices will keep going up. More companies will go out of business. More people will be unemployed. It's the unfortunate truth. We do not live in a fairy tale. This is reality. This is what's going on, and this is what's happening. This should scare you. This should terrify you, because things are happening fast. And the average person still lives in la-la land, thinking everything's okay, when it's not. As I said previously in another podcast, people can no longer afford to buy homes. It's cheaper to rent than buy a home. All these episodes I'm talking to you about, they are all lining up to show you how bad things really are. And you need to wake up and realize it before it's too late. You need to prepare for what's already here and possibly what's to come if things get way worse. You need to be financially educated. You need to know how to manage your money. You need to know when to use your money. You need to know how to invest your money. You need to know how to buy assets that will produce you money. I've made plenty of podcast episodes talking about this, and I highly recommend you listen to them because it's advice you need to hear. I'm not telling you to do with your money. I'm not giving you financial advice, but I am financially educating people because you need to know now more than ever, so everything's getting worse. As of now, it has not gotten any better. Prices keep going up. People keep suffering. The problem is, if you have a job and you make a certain amount of money, it's tough. Because you only get pay increases, usually every year. Your job is going to give you an increase of whatever, 50 cents, a dollar, a couple dollars, whatever it is, if you're hourly, salary, etc. And it's tough because you have a set income. So you have to have that income for 1 year. While everything else is going up, you are stuck with one pay. And you can no longer make more money if you have one job. And if you do not get a raise, then you are in the worst situation because prices are going up all around you. And that's why a lot of people are struggling because they're employed and they have jobs that they cannot make any more money in and they are stuck. So the best thing you can do if you're employed to get a side gig, do something on the side, whether it's Uber Eats, drive for Uber, or start reselling items for a higher profit. Or you can do services such as washing people's cars, mowing lawns, helping people move, whatever it is. You might say that's below you, that's underneath you, etc. At this point, you have to do what you have to do if you are struggling financially. If you cannot keep up with prices, this is what you have to do to survive. And if you have to get a second job, a part-time job, or even another full-time job, you gotta do what you have to do. This is what pays the bills. This is what puts a roof over your head. This is what puts food in your stomach. My best advice would just make more money because there is no cap on how much money you can make. It's infinitive. It depends how much money you want to make, how much effort you are willing to put in. And that's up to you. The other option is stop spending on things you don't need. Or maintain your spending. Maybe at the market, you only can buy so many groceries instead of buying what you usually do. Maybe instead of going out and having a drink or something, or going to an event, entertainment, or even going to the movies, maybe you have to cut off on that. Maybe just go out, maybe once every 2 weeks, once a week, whatever your finances allow you. You're gonna have to start cutting off things. Maybe if you watch TV, you watch Netflix, you cut off Netflix. Maybe you have cable, maybe you have to cut off cable and just have one streaming device. This is the other option you have. The reason I don't like this option is because you only can cut so many expenses before you cannot cut anymore. Because you have essentials such as light, water, heating, rent, food. And so many things you can cut, and then that's it. But like I said, if you want to make more money, that's unlimited. That's up to you. That would be my best advice if you are struggling. Get a side hustle. Get another job just to get by. Or just like if you want to get ahead, by all means, do that as well. You see, things are getting difficult. Dollar stores are closing down. Prices increase. Thefts skyrocketing. Everything has gone to crap. Unfortunately, like I said before, how things are going is becoming survival of the fittest. Whether you keep up and get ahead, or you give up and you fall behind. That's how it's currently going, the way I see it. And that's why I always promote be the best version of yourself, physically, mentally, financially. Because if you have all three, you won't have any worries. Everything will be set for you. You won't struggle because you are the best version of yourself. And that's the problem we have nowadays with society. No one wants to be the best version of themselves. People like being average. People are lazy. People don't care. This is why they struggle. And this is why so many people are suffering right now. And they wouldn't be if they were the best version of themselves. They would be fine. But nobody wants to do the work to get there because it is hard. It is difficult, it is time consuming, and it's draining. Does it suck? Of course. Is it worth it? Of course. But people want things handed to them, and that's not how the world works. If that's somebody you know, or yourself, I'm sorry, but you will fall behind. You will get left behind and you will struggle. Now, obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, I know that's not you, because you want to be the best version of yourself, and you will. One day at a time. Don't waste your days. Don't waste your time. Don't waste any of it. Because once it's gone, it's gone. And if you need help being accountable, making sure you are on track, I'm more than happy to be your accountability coach. And like I said, I will keep you accountable every single week to make sure you improve. And you will improve, because I will not give you an excuse to be average, stay the same, or fall behind. You will not. That is unacceptable. You will improve. If you want to join, I'm more than happy to help. And you can do that by being a Patreon member. And like I always say, the link is always in the description below. Just ask yourself this. Are you willing to invest in yourself to improve and to get better? If you are, let's go to work. If not, that's fine. You can be average, be like everybody else. But you see what's happening right now. People are struggling. People cannot get ahead. Because people are not improving. People are not getting better. And this is what the cause and effect is. It's fight or flight. This is what it's coming down to. Are you going to fight? Or are you just going to give up? These are difficult times. And will continue to be difficult. What are you going to do about it? These dollar stores are a lifeline for people that were struggling financially, that use these stores to get by. And now, with most of them closing down, what's going to happen to these people? What do they do now? It's unfortunate. And my heart goes out to those people. But this is the reality of how life is going. People are just going to struggle even more. You need to improve. You need to get better. You need to be the best version you can be. It's now or never. That's going to be it for this podcast episode. As always, I appreciate your time for listening. What's going on right now is very scary and difficult for most people. And if you know people that have no idea what's going on, people are that staying average, people are being normal, people that don't want to get ahead in life, I recommend you share these podcasts, because they need to change their mindset immediately, because things are not getting any better anytime soon. And you think the government's going to save you, they will not. It's all on you. And if people need to hear the truth, I will always tell you the truth. I will tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. That's how it'll always be. And I appreciate it if you do share with other people. And as always, thank you Patreon member Blade262 for supporting the podcast. It truly does help. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do that by being a Patreon member. And the links will always be in the description below. Please like, comment, and subscribe to keep up with all new podcast episodes. And please share as well. Thank you guys. I wish you the best. Take care of yourselves. Make sure you handle your money correctly. And you need to be the best version of yourself. You need to improve and you need to get better. Are you going to do it one day or day one? Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.